こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介していきます。ニュースの後に私は日本語で、マイケルは英語でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思われる方はポッドキャストの機能で英語のスピードを遅くできますので試してみてください。じゃあ一つ目のニュースいきます。5月26日に六本木のクラブバニティで経営者3人が逮捕されました。これは、不衛法違反をしたということなんですけど、無許可で、1時以降にダンスをお客さんにさせていたという罪状で逮捕ということです。日本の不衛法ではナイトクラブとして営業していると1時以降はダンスが禁止なんですけれども、バニティはナイトクラブではなく飲食店として、登録していて朝5時まで営業していました。バニティは都内最大級のクラブで800人収容できる、人気のところなんですけど、これがもし、有罪になれば2年以下の懲役または200万円以下の罰金となります。
So on May 26th at 2 a.m. Three club executives at the club Vanity in Roppongi were arrested. About 50 cops showed up and arrested them, and they were charged with violating the entertainment business law. And the entertainment business law is that basically you can't dance after 1 a.m., but they had registered as a restaurant, so they were kind of exploiting a loophole. But the cops decided that they weren't going to let that fly, so they showed up and arrested these executives. They were going till 5 a.m., right?
そう。そう。で、まあ、この不衛法なんですけど、これは、第二次世界大戦が終わった後、1948年に制定された古いもので、まあ、背景としては、昔は売春婦がダンサーとして客を取っていたために、それをまあ、コントロールするっていう目的で作られたものなんですけど、まあ、どっからがダンスで、どっからがダンスじゃないかっていう問題もあるよね。
Yeah, it's really strange that they have the signs in there saying no dancing, but, you know, everyone's dancing, you know, and it's kind of, what constitutes as dancing? Like, is bobbing your head dancing? Is, you know,
you can't. 例えば、六本木の、まあ、とあるクラブだと、頭を振ったりとかはいいんだけど、なんだっけ、膝が動いてるか動いてないか。あと足が地面についてるかついてないか、だから飛び跳ねたりするとダメだけど、足が地面についてればギリギリ OK っていう、まあ自主規制じゃないけど。
So did the cops show up and see if people were dancing first, or did they just assume that people were dancing?
まあこのバニティのケースは、あの報道関係、もうテレビとかもすごい入ってたから、多分事前にもう今日行きますって決まってたんだと思うけど、まあだってみんな踊ってるからね、普通に。
I wonder why Vanity and not some of these other establishments.
ロアビルだからじゃない。
There's,
去年あったじゃん、フラワーでさ、一人殺されちゃった事件が。まあ、そういうのもあると思うけど、なんかその治安が悪いみたいな感じで。でも、今、そう最近ね、東京都知事が渋谷から六本木に24時間のバスを運行しようっていうアイデアを出してて、でもしこれができたとしても24時間バス運行してもさ、空いてるとこがなかったら意味なくない？どこ行くのだって。
Well, I mean, you can go to karaoke or you know, there's other things to do.
まあね。でもクラブで踊れるの大事なことだと思うけどね、ストレス発散みたいな。
Yeah.You're clearly from Tokyo. I don't, you know, there's... It seems like they don't have that law outside of Tokyo, do they?
どうだろうね。ニューヨークとかはあるけどね。
Really?
バーとしてレジスターされてると、踊ってる人がいるとダメみたいな。まあちょっとこれからそんなに厳しく、私はクラブ行くんで、ちょっとこれから厳しくならないことを願ってるんですけど。 次いきます。ヤフーオークションが、メールマガジンを、お客さんに送信する際に誤って他のユーザーの ID とメアドを、送ってしまったという流出の話なんですけど、835人に1427人分の情報を送ってしまったっていう。
So Yahoo Auctions ended up sending the info of the private information
of 1427 人
of 1,427 people to 835 people. And we don't really know how this happened, right?
人為的ミスだってでも。Human error.どうしたらこういうことになるんだろうね。
Yeah, like you, how does that happen? How does one individual have access to all that stuff? Was it just the emails or like account information?
ID とメアド、どっちも。多分合わさって送っちゃってるから。ID とメアドがあるともう悪用しようと思えばね、簡単にできちゃうからね。それが一緒になっちゃってる。
That stuff is really, it's really tricky though. I'm surprised that there aren't more mistakes in IT like this. Because it's so complicated. You know, it's so complicated. There's so many things going on. It's so dynamic. They're always having to update their systems. And there's so many security issues. And there's so many, like, really clever hackers out there. And it's just a, it's such a zoo.
まあね、でもこのケースとかその人送信を送っちゃった後にもう顔真っ青だよね。やっばみたいな。
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that dude was. Yeah, he's probably sweating bullets.
ね。すごい焦ったと思うんですけど。次いきます。これから夏になるのでちょっと嫌なニュースなんですけど、ゴキブリ。の話です。ノースカロライナ大学がサイエンス誌に発表したものなんですけど、最近茶羽ゴキブリが進化してブドウ糖を嫌うようになりました。で、これがなぜ問題かというと、今使っている地面とかに置いとく用の、ゴキブリ退治の薬は毒をブドウ糖でコーティングしておびき寄せているのでですが。最近茶羽ゴキブリがブドウ糖を甘みではなく苦みと認識するようになったため、この薬がもう効かなくなっているということです。
So, basically, these cockroaches are evolving. And the way that they're evolving is we have these little pesticide pellets that have a little glucose covering on them.Which is what entices the cockroaches to eat these pesticide pellets and die. And these cockroaches have, they're beginning to no longer eat the pellets. And we're calling it evolution, but, you know, what's really happening is that all the cockroaches that had a sweet tooth they're dead. You know, so as the ones that didn't have that sweet tooth for that glucose covering on the pesticides, as they survive, you know, they're the ones that are repopulating. So it has kind of shifted that way. It's kind of similar to the way that bacteria develop a resistance to antibiotics. You know, if you kill off all the ones that it's effective against, but it's not effective against all of them, then only the strong ones survive.And, you know, that in a sense is evolution.
困るよね。
It's really interesting because we tend to think that evolution is an entirely natural process and that it doesn't continue. It's not really going on anymore. You know, because of human intervention. But in a way, we're actually causing the things around us to adapt.Possibly in a more rapid way than they would have otherwise. And I imagine this is going to happen to not just that, that particular type of cockroach, but I imagine it's happening with all the varieties of cockroach that we use pesticides against.
そうね、人間が関わることによってさらに進化が加速してる。さらにそれが、なんまあゴキブリの例で言うと人間には嬉しくない方向にどんどん進化してるってことだもんね。ちょっとこれあのゴキブリの殺す薬を開発してる人大変だね。はい。次のニュースいきます。
So South Korea shut down two more nuclear reactors over fake certificates. This is something that also happened last November. They shut down two reactors then. Basically, these certificates for their certificates kind of ensuring that the parts of the reactors are up to par, that their quality is high enough to withstand the stresses of being part of a nuclear reactor. And the certificates are fake, so they're having to go through and get the proper parts. In this case, it's cables. So they're going to experience electricity shortages and rolling blackouts like never before. And the nuclear reactors are about a third of South Korea's power mix. And they're going to be closed for about 4 months.
韓国で2つの原発が停止されました。これは部品の性能確認試験の証明書が偽造されていたことが発覚したものにことによるものなんですけど、去年の11月にも2基停止、同じ理由でさせていて、今回その偽造が見つかったパーツっていうのはケーブルなんですけど、これを交換するのに4ヶ月かかるということです。で、その4ヶ月の間に、まあ、過去に類のない電力不足と計画停電をしなくてはいけないということです。これから夏なのにね。
Yeah, I think this just goes to show that this is what people do. I mean, this is what humans do. They're always gonna cut corners on these sorts of things. Because there were, you know, it was a very similar situation with TEPCO. You know, and they've had similar problems in the United States.
ね、どこでも起きることだけど、この偽造するしちゃうと性能確認試験の意味ないもんね、もう。
Yeah. They have this sort of issue with earthquake proofing too. Earthquake standards.
地震のね、耐震の。
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really not where you want to be cutting corners.
ね。まあ、何でも偽造する人はいるけど、原発に関しては影響が大きすぎるからね。
Yeah.
はい。
So, some 600-year-old plants are basically coming back to life. These are ancient plants. They were trapped underneath glaciers. And as these... With climate change, a lot of these glaciers are moving and revealing things that have been covered for the last 600 years. These are bryophytes, the plants. Bryophytes are like little, ferny, like not trees or anything, like smaller plants. And they were previously assumed dead. Scientists had assumed that all the plants that were underneath this, that were in this subglacier region were dead. But as the glacier moved, they realized that these plants were actually still alive and they're actually reanimating. And these glaciers have been there since the Little Ice Age, which was 1550 AD.
氷河っていうのは常に溶けたり動いたりしているものなんですけど、そこから、古代の苔が600年ぶりに外に出てきました。 で、まあこれみんな死んでると思ったんですけど、なんと生きていて今も育っているということです。これ1550年ぐらいからずっと氷の下敷きになっていたものなので、これがまだ生きてるって結構すごいよね。
Yeah, it's nuts. They're definitely going to be studying these plants to see if there's anything weird about them. Because we don't have anything. I don't think we have anything that old that's alive.
すごい珍しいよね。まあ、これから科学者の人たちがそれを研究していくと思うんですけど、楽しみですね。
I wonder if, I mean, they wouldn't still be alive if the glaciers weren't there, right?
そうね。そうだね。逆に言うと氷が下敷きにしてたから生きてたっていうのもあるよね。
Yeah.
面白いね。
On May 31st, it's World No Tobacco Day.
Yay!
This was created in 1987 to promote awareness of the, I guess, not just the deaths, but, you know, all the, obviously, tobacco is not very good for you. So an awareness of all of those negative effects and maybe try to inspire some people to quit smoking. So...as of the latest studies, it's estimated that tobacco causes 5.4 million deaths every year. So that's a pretty big number. It's bigger than pretty much every other number out there.
5.4 million?
Yep, 5.4 million deaths.
Per year, you mean?
Yep.
5月31日は、世界禁煙デーです、これは1984年に制定されたもので、まあ、タバコによる健康の被害にみんなにちょっと気づいてもらおうというアウェアネスのために制定されたものです。でタバコは、1年に5400万人の、まあ、死に起因していると言われています。私たち2人タバコ吸わないもんね。
Nope.
なんかタバコっていいことあんのかな。や、あの、タバコやめると太るとかは聞くけどさ。
Well, that's because you're eating. It's not because you're not smoking. I mean, there supposedly there are some cognitive benefits to nicotine, but the cost far outweighs the benefits. It's pretty clear at this point.It's, I mean, if they came out with tobacco today, like, it would never be approved. It would never be approved. There's no way.
今タバコが開発されたら多分承認されないんでしょ。
There's no way. And, you know, there's so many other substances and drugs that are illegal, but none of them are as bad as tobacco. None of them are as harmful, or none of them...kill as many people. None of them are as addictive. They say that tobacco is more addictive than, you know, even the hardest drugs out there.
ね、やめられない人いっぱいいるもんね。なんか禁煙しようと思っても何回も失敗してる人とか。
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. So don't smoke on May 31st.
はい、5月31日はタバコを我慢しましょう。Okay.
以上です。
終わり、以上です。また来週。